And so this is what takes place. He says, hey, there's judgment getting ready to come on the house of Eli. Sadly, in the next chapter, we find that the two evil sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, they die by the hand of a great slaughter, and the ark of God is taken by the Philistines. But I wanted to give you just a little bit of background this morning before I preach the message, because I want to focus on this thought. The Word of God is precious. Can I tell you, the Word of God comes as a warning in dangerous situations. The Word of God comes at times when you need comfort, amen. The Word of God will help you in times when you need correction. But I will tell you this morning, I'm thankful for the Word of God, amen. It's the best book that I've ever read, amen. It's the best. Look here, you can't get no better than this book. I tell you, you can't get no better than this book. If you'll read it right. Did you know that, I want to focus on the word precious. Did you know that the word precious is mentioned somewhere around 76 times in your King James Bible? 76 times that word precious is mentioned. The first time it's mentioned in the Word of God is in reference to when we've got Abraham's servant. And Abraham's servant goes down there and he's looking for a bride for Isaac. And he's looking down there, and he runs into Rebekah. And when he gets to Rebekah, he begins to talk to her, and she begins to feed his water his camels and to feed his camels and all those things. And we get to this place, and the Word of God says this, that he gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. So as we establish our thoughts this morning, may I say this. The first mention of the word precious within the Word of God is signifying to us, it's pointing us to the thought process that the word precious is connected to a gift. It says precious things. Now, I'm not sure, I don't know what precious things were. I don't know if he gave them gold. I don't know if he gave them silver. I don't know if he gave them toys. I don't know any of those things. But the Bible says that this servant of Abraham gives Rebekah's family a gift, precious things. Can I tell you, we've been given a gift this morning. Thank God. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about we've been given a gift of 66 books, amen. The inerrant, infallible Word of God, amen. Thank God that's been inspired by God, written by God, penned by God. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Hey, how in the world can you ever take a text like this? I mean, you go all the way from Noah's day to our day, and the writer over in the gospel said this, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. You can't do that in any other book. The Old Testament prophesying the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came to this world. He was born of a virgin, just like the prophet said. No other book in the world's ever been written like that. It's a precious word. Charles Spurgeon preached one time on this subject. His first point in his outline was this, speaking about that gift, our precious Christ. Can I tell you this morning, Christ was our sacrificial gift. If you miss Jesus Christ, you've missed the whole topic of the whole Bible. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm trying to tell you this morning, thank God, that Jesus is what the book's all about, amen. Jesus is the only way to heaven. You can't climb up a different way. If you used to try to climb up a different way, the Bible declares that you're nothing but a thief and a robber. You cannot go to any other source and find help. Your weary soul. I'm going to tell you this morning, Jesus is precious. Oh, he's precious to me. And I hope he's precious to you this morning. Look once again at the text. Notice what the word, what was precious in those days. The Bible said in 1 Samuel 3:1, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Can I tell you, whenever Samuel spoke these words, Whenever this thing was penned down, could I tell the entire book of the documents of the Word of God had not been completed yet? Could you, if he was declared it precious back in that day, Brother Kevin, can you imagine what he'd say as he looks at the shed blood of Calvary, as he looks at the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sin of the world? Can you imagine, friend, how precious it is now? It was precious back then, but thank God, look at what it is now. Amen. What a blessing. You know, the Word of God's so precious. It don't just speak about man your past life. It don't just speak about your present life, but it also points us to our future life. I mean, thank God, John saw the lamb, the bride's lamb. I mean, the bride of the lamb sitting there, amen, in the glory where he's already seen us seated together in heavenly places. That's a blessing, praise God. You know that the Institute for Creation Research said concerning the last part of this verse where it spoke of the vision in chapter 3, verse 1, there was no open vision. The fact was that there was no open vision and the word of the Lord was precious indicates that God has not given any direct revelation to his people and he had as he had in former times. This was the first occurrence of the word vision in this sense in the Bible. Just by looking at the text, notice a few things today. Concerning how God's word is precious. Think of it. It's precious because, number one, it came from God. Now you think about what I'm saying today. This didn't come from a professor. This book didn't, it wasn't originated by no professor. You say, what do you mean by that? Look, can I just say it this way? If you've got a science book or a math book, the best you can do is the one who wrote the book. Well, we got it better than that. Because we not just got the one who wrote the book, but we got the one who created the math behind the book. I'm talking about, amen. You get a hold of that brain, you'll take off running. I'm talking about this morning. The Word of God's precious because it came from God.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.